Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at our New Year's resolutions. You're not alone. A lot of people tend to have resolutions, New Year's resolutions in particular, which don't work the way that they intend to and that drop off pretty quickly early in the year. So it's not too late to get back in touch with those resolutions and start to consider what they might mean for next year. The first thing to ask yourself is when we think about our New Year's resolution, whether it was successful or not, is to ask ourselves, when did I stop committing to this? When did it stop? Was it gradual or instant? If your New Year's resolution stopped gradually, it's a good chance that motivation was key there. And we need to acknowledge that motivation is a finite resource and that we need to continue to grow it and to fortify it. So when we try and make a change, it's really important to stay focused and invested in our change and motivated to change. So some simple tips might be to try different exercise routines, to try something new, and that keeps us motivated and interested in moving forward and making change. If our New Year's resolution stopped instantly, however, there's a pretty good chance that the goal was either too big or there was just not enough planning. The next step would be to really consider in what ways was my change working for me. If you can find evidence of where things were working, then those things are likely to work again with a little bit of tweaking and a little bit of fine-tuning. The second thing would be to remember and don't beat yourself up. Change is a difficult process. It involves changing our thoughts, our beliefs, our behavior, our actions, our feelings, and all areas of our life, social, spiritual, and everything else. And it's a complex process. It often doesn't work. Don't beat yourself up about that. Try and get back on the horse. It's not too late. Ask yourself a couple of questions. Do I still have the same goal or do I need to change my goal slightly to make it more achievable and feasible? And then make one simple step. Make a two-week plan which you're 90% confident of achieving and start there. And the reason for that is that we build from strength to strength. So when you get a few more runs on the board, you can then make another plan and continue that for the rest of the year and into next year. Get back to New Year's this week on Mind Games.